19-year-old Joanna Costa loves music. She's playing the piano in the atrium of A.I. DuPont Hospital for Children in Wilmington, where she's received treatment her whole life.
I was born with arthrogryposis multiplex congenita, or AMC, and so it affects the muscles and joints.
AMC affects 1 in 3,000 people in the U.S. In Joanna's case, it keeps her from raising her arms above her shoulders, and she can only use 2 fingers on each hand. And yet, she can play like this. Joanna's portrait is the newest addition to a traveling art exhibit called Beyond the Diagnosis, started by Patricia Welton.
There's 7,000 different rare diseases, and in the United States they affect about 15 million kids. We're kind of invisible to a lot of, the medical community, the research institutes, mostly the government.
95% of all rare diseases lack treatment of any kind. And with those kinds of numbers, Welton, whose own 2 daughters have a rare disease that affects their connective tissue, hopes the exhibit raises awareness, increases funding for research, and most importantly, spotlights the child, not just a diagnosis.
We need the FDA to see these kids. You know, this is who you work for. This is who everybody is working for. We're all working. In the end, it's for these kids and to find a treatment for these kids. Well, I mean, I would prefer a cure, but I'll settle for a treatment.
Artists from around the world have donated their time and talents to painting the portraits. When Welton started the exhibit, she had 17 portraits. Now, 3 years later, she has more than 100 and is reaching a larger audience than she could have ever imagined. She was just asked to bring the exhibit to Botswana.
I'm an extremely practical human being, but for me, this seems like magic. It really does.
Biomedical engineer Dr. Tarek Rahman works at AI and has worked with Joanna for 15 years. When he heard the exhibit was coming, he knew he wanted to paint Joanna's portrait.
And I've seen her grow from a 5-year-old who came into our lab eating Skittles to now she's a junior at Temple. So I've seen that progression. It'll bring visibility to rare diseases. It helps the kids enormously.
My favorite part of this exhibit idea is that it doesn't emphasize the disability. It shows the person's face. And I really like that. We're all people. And that's my favorite part of it.
Welton one day hopes to have a portrait for all 7,000 rare diseases. From the Delaware Desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.